This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Team that you may be shocked, believe it or not, is the Michigan State Spartans. MSU is now playing the easier part of their schedule, which is kind of funny because you would think it would be flip-flop. But at the time the schedule started, you didn't realize that when you played the game at Nebraska and at Northwestern, that these two teams were going to really be good. Michigan State didn't see it. Nobody else saw it. But now Michigan State follows it up with a week this week. And when they go in and a game against the arch rivals, the University of Michigan, Michigan State goes in there. And, you know, it was a typical Michigan game. You withstand the first half scoring that Michigan had. The halftime score was Michigan was up 35-32. And then Michigan State goes on a long run. And before you know it, I mean, to kind of epitomize the game, Michigan was on a 4-on-1 fast break. And Trey Holloman steals the ball and puts Michigan State in a 4-on-1 fast break. And, of course, Michigan State capitalized on that break. Spartans win the game 81-62 over the University of Michigan. They followed that up with a game on Saturday where they defeated Maryland at home. So they won two home games, 63-54. The Maryland game was a rock fight. It was, it was just ugly. It was the first team to get to 50 points was going to win. I mean, we were deep into the second half, and I think the score, Maryland took a brief lead at 42-41. MSU finished the game out on a 22-12 run to defeat the Terrapins, to sweep the Terrapins, and they put Michigan State at 6-5. I say all this to say, buckle up for the last eight or so games of the Big Ten because these standings are going to flip-flop. The key is you want to get the double bye when it gets to the Big Ten. I mean, the bye when it gets to the Big Ten tournament. The double bye comes next year, but you want to get the bye. Top four teams get the bye. I think Purdue is the only team that can probably rest easily knowing they're going to get a bye. I think Wisconsin and Illinois know chances are they will, but their fourth bye – that was going to be up for grabs, whether it's Nebraska, whether it's Northwestern, whether it's MSU. It's going to be up for grabs. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Big Ten basketball, it really does go back to the way it's always been. You try to defend your home court advantage, and you try to steal one on the road. It's going to be some pretty good games. I think Michigan State travels on Tuesday night on Peacock. They're going to be playing at Minnesota, which is always just a weird place to play. The new barn that they've upgraded, it's just a weird court. But you go in there, you win that game. And I think for the Spartans, the bigger thing is win that one. And then you get Illinois at home on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That game is huge because if you win that one, that gives you another quad one victory. That would give you your third quad one victory. What's so big about that? It'll make you 3-7 in quad one victories. But when it comes time to the NCAA seeding, that Illinois game could be the difference between you finishing out the year because according to Vegas, Michigan State's favored in every game except for the game at Mackey against Purdue. If you could finish up like that, you can go from right now, they're probably a 9 or a 10 seed. You may be able to move your way into a 6 seed. And why is a 6 seed important? 6 seed means that you avoid the 1 or the 2 seed in your bracket until the second weekend. It gives you a better opportunity to get to the second weekend. That's why it is so important that you have to win those games, like the game that you have upcoming this week at Minnesota, and then turn around playing Illinois at home. Win those games and you get yourself situated for the dogfight that is the rest of the Big Ten, and you may find your way sneaking into a 6 seed because, like I said, if you're a 7, 8, 9, or 10, you're going to be playing either a 1 or a 2 seed. In the second game, if you happen to win the first one, chances are you're going to have a short tournament life this year. You make it to the 6th seed, you go up against the 3 seed. There's a fall off in college basketball once you get past the top 18. So